Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to the broadcast on this Tuesday. And here we are, back for more adventure. More circus performances. I'm referring, of course, to the ongoing impeachment process in Washington, D.C. There is, however, a very interesting line of questioning going on right now. And this involves Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and they're having a discussion about the phone call and the communications between the United States and Ukraine, specifically from Donald Trump, and references to Joe Biden and his son in regard to the president's desire to see an investigation. This has been interesting for the past few minutes. I thought it would be a good idea to listen in at least for a little bit to see if they continue down this line of questioning. Let's listen in for a bit.
I did not. Did you discuss at all at any point their concerns about the hold on security assistance?
To the best of my recollection, in the August timeframe, the Ukrainian embassy started to become aware of the hold on security assistance, and they were asking if I had any comment on that or if I could substantiate that.
And that was before it went became public, is that right?
Yes.
And what did you respond?
I believe I said that I don't recall, frankly. I don't recall what I said, but I believe it may have been something along the lines of I'm not aware of it.
You testified that one of your concerns about the request for investigations related to U.S. domestic politics was that Ukraine may lose bipartisan support. And why was that a concern of yours?
Ukraine is in a war with Russia, and the security assistance that we provide Ukraine is significant. Absent that security assistance, and maybe even more importantly, the signal of support for Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity, that would likely encourage Russia to pursue, to potentially escalate, to pursue further aggression, further undermining Ukrainian sovereignty, European security, and U.S. security.
So, in other words, Ukraine is heavily dependent on United States support, both diplomatically, financially, and also militarily.
Correct.
Colonel Vindman, what languages do you speak?
I speak Russian and Ukrainian, and a little bit of English.
Do you recall what language President Zelensky spoke on this July 25th phone call?
I know he made a valiant effort to speak English. He'd been practicing up his English, but he also spoke Ukrainian.
I want to look at the third excerpt from the July 25th call. And Chairman Schiff addressed this with you in his questioning. And you see in the highlighted portion, it says specifically to the company that you mentioned in this issue. Is that the portion of the call record that Colonel Vindman, you thought President Zelensky actually said Burisma?
Correct.
And you testified earlier that his use of, or his understanding that when President Trump mentioned the Bidens, that referred to the company Burisma, sounded to you like he was prepped or prepared for this call. Is that right?
That is correct.
I want to go to the next slide, if we could, which is actually a text message that neither of you is on, but this is from Ambassador Kurt Volker to Andrei Yermak. And Colonel Vindman, who's Andrei Yermak?
Andrei Yermak is a senior advisor within the presidential administration to Ukrainian presidential administration. He's a senior advisor to President Zelensky.
Now, this text message is less than a half hour before the call on July 25th. And since neither of you are on it, I'll read it. It says from Ambassador Volker, good lunch, thanks. Heard from White House. Assuming President Z convinces Trump he will investigate, quote, get to the bottom of what happened, unquote, in 2016, we will nail down date for visit to Washington. Good luck. See you tomorrow, Kurt. Now, is this the sort of thing that you're referring to when you say that it sounded like President Zelensky was prepared for this call?
That this would be consistent, yes.
Now, turning to the fourth excerpt from the July 25th call, where Ukraine's President Zelensky links the White House meeting to the investigations that President Trump requests. President Zelensky says, I also wanted to thank you for your invitation to visit the United States, specifically Washington, D.C. On the other hand, I also wanted to assure you that we will be very serious about the case and will work on the investigation. Colonel Vindman, when President Zelensky says, on the other hand, would you agree that he's acknowledging a linkage between the White House visit that he mentions in the first sentence and the investigations that he mentions in the second sentence?
It could be taken that way. I'm not sure if I... It seems like a reasonable conclusion.
And if that is the case, that would be consistent with the text message that Ambassador Volker sent to Andrei Yermak right before the call. Is that right?
Seemingly so.
Now, you've testified in your deposition that a White House visit, an Oval Office visit, is very important to President Zelensky. Why is that?
The show of support for President Zelensky, still a brand new president, frankly, a new politician on the Ukrainian political scene, looking to establish his bona fides as a regional and maybe even a world leader, would want to have a meeting with the United States, the most powerful country in the world, and Ukraine's most significant benefactor in order to be able to implement his agenda.
It would provide him with some additional legitimacy at home?
Yes.
So just to summarize, in this July 25th call between the presidents of the United States and Ukraine, President Trump demanded a favor of President Zelensky to conduct investigations that both of you acknowledge were for President Trump's political interest, not the national interest. And in return for his promise of a much-desired White House meeting for President Zelensky. Colonel Vindman, is that an accurate summary of the excerpts that we just looked at?
Yes.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
So there you go. This, again, pretty much shows where the Democrats are coming from on this, showing the linkage between the investigation of the Bidens in return for a visit and financial provision from the United States. That's what the Democrats are alleging here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, we listen to just a little bit of the impeachment proceedings that are going on right now in Washington, D.C., and you heard the case that they're trying to basically lay out here, that this is a quid pro quo. And again, I keep coming to this question. Where is the crime? C-R-I-M-E. Crime. Where is it? You can disagree with what was done. You can think it was unethical what was done. But jumping from those things to a crime, that's a very different thing altogether. I'd love to get your perspective on whether you agree or disagree with how I'm approaching this thing. But at this point, I fail to be impressed by what the Democrats have presented. We'll talk a little bit more about this and about where our opinions are at this stage of the game. Boy, we have some really random posts on social media, including on this text line. Vince, can you believe John Legend voted sexiest man alive? Did they even consider Adam Schiff? Yeah, how's that for random? Also this, I would rather watch Little Shop of Horrors for 24 hours straight than watch a circus full of clowns called impeachment hearings. Yeah, that is a winner. Vince, why won't you admit if Obama would have done the stuff they're talking about here, you would be going crazy. You'd want his head. You just keep talking about how the Dems are doing it, and it's wrong. But you know you'd be going nuts if Obama would have done this. Well, I would then be asking the same question. I might, again, see it as possibly inappropriate. But I would also ask the question, where is the crime? I don't care who it is. And I think those of you on the other side of the aisle should understand I try to be very fair, even-handed. I am not into the personality cult. I'm not into anyone's personality cult. But at the same time, I think it's very, very important that we keep our heads here and not get pulled into this theater produced by the Democrat Party, because that's what it is. This is all about one thing, 2020. That's what it's about. This is not a concern for the nation, because if you were concerned for the nation, Democrats, the first thing many of you would do is resign. Because you're not serving the country at all. It was kind of funny. Somebody posted the other day raising the question about what's happened to the definition of public servant. And I've told you that for most of these people, and I do believe it's most, public servant to most of these folks means one thing, serving oneself in public. That's what it is. And frankly, it's not going to change. There's no reason for it to change because there is no demand from the American people for it to change. I could get myself in real trouble here, but one of the things let me just say this. I'm really disgusted by the people who are hiding, again, behind the president. Frankly, they're political scoundrels. And you will hear their commercials all day talking about their support from the president. I don't care how much support you have from the president. If you are a voting liberal or progressive, I don't give a crap. You are part of the problem. But that's all I will say about that matter. Coming up, we're going to talk about some interesting new developments. Very, very interesting new developments in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. And I say scandal because this is actually expanding this morning with a very big development. We'll go into this after a couple of calls here, beginning with Rich in Lake Wylie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. It's been a while. Anyway, this verdict that came down last week with Roger Stone, process crime. You know, Roger Stone was real tight with Donald Trump, probably one of the reasons he got elected, because, you know, he was instrumental and he was a political attaché. He was a mastermind, along with, you know, a lot of support from InfoWars, you know, put Trump over the top. Let's not forget that. Now, here's why I'm looking at it. Trump needs, if he doesn't pardon Roger Stone immediately, I will not be voting for Trump.
Are you serious?
I think they got Trump in a box. I really think Trump is in the swamp, and he's in the swamp. Let me give you an example. This tax cut that went through a year and a half ago, pushed through by Mr. Cohn, it was a CEO of Goldman Sachs, okay? $2 trillion tax cut. I come to find out yesterday, Federal Express paid zero tax, federal tax, this last year because of the bringing down the rates. Working class, blue-collar individuals, they're still paying 13, 15, 20%. You know, I'm self-employed. I pay on both sides of the Social Security, the FICA tax. I pay 16%. Can't get around that. But corporations, Federal Express paid zero. And Trump Wall Street and the big banks are his boy, his butt boy. And I'm not voting for Trump unless he pardons Roger Stone. He's got to grow some cojones.
Now, I've got to ask you, though. Aren't you in the minority on this? I mean, haven't most people moved on from Roger Stone and they really don't care, just like they've moved on from Steve Bannon? Because, see, I would make the point that Steve Bannon, was much more significant than Roger Stone, you know, with Breitbart pretty much being in a propaganda arm of the Trump campaign, and he's thrown Steve Bannon completely under the bus and nobody cares.
Well, the left got a hold of him. They got a hold of him. But let me add a couple of other things that Trump has really let me down. Okay? The wall. There's no new wall that's been built, period. No new miles. There's been a lot of repaired walls, correct, and the vulnerable areas. The national debt, $1 trillion. He hasn't done nothing for prescription drug prices. He hasn't done nothing with the post office delivering all this mail for Amazon. You know, Trump talks a good game. He's all talk. It's like golf or anything. It's not how you drive; it's how you arrive.
Ooh, I like that line. Love that line. And I think, Rich, what you're describing here, this is a man who, in your assessment, has basically overpromised and overpromised and underdelivered.
Oh, you moved in front of the class.
Okay. I appreciate your call there, Rich. It's good to hear from you, and I understand your perspective. Let's go out to Craig. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I noticed someone said that you'd be all over the place if Obama had done what Trump did here. But as a matter of fact, Obama did do exactly what Trump did here, because they're looking into Biden withholding funds, but Biden's only power is to break a tie vote in the Senate. He can't withhold foreign aid. That's up to Obama. So it looks like Obama said, I'm not going to give foreign aid unless they give Biden what he wants. So I think maybe looking into this, Trump investigating Biden would have eventually pointed fingers back at Obama being the one who did a quid pro quo.
Well, of course. Of course, as you said, he's the power broker. There's really nothing that Biden can do in terms of foreign policy without the express permission from the White House. And yep, you make a great point there, Craig. Very much appreciate it. Coming up, we are going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, some breaking new developments there. Stay with us. It's that time, your favorite holiday tradition. It is back. WBT's Holiday on Ice, back for its 15th year. WBT's Holiday on Ice, Charlotte's only outdoor ice rink in the heart of uptown. We've got all of your holiday fun covered. Thanks to our skatehouse sponsor, Fox 46 Charlotte, WJZY, the National Association
of the remodeling industry. The Billy Graham Library, concessions courtesy of Food Lion, located, of course, at the NASCAR Hall of Fame Plaza in Uptown. Visit holidayonicecharlotte.com for more details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the broadcast, I get such a kick out of this text line. It is quite amusing. And they certainly did not appreciate that call from the guy who is really upset about the prosecution of Roger Stone and the guy who's basically holding on now, waiting for President Trump to pardon his friend. What happened here? Where's the pardon? I mean, let me tell you this. There's no question in my mind. I don't doubt for a minute. I don't think Roger Stone would have been targeted for prosecution if he were not connected to Trump. Don't you agree with that? If he were just some regular dimwit out in the middle of corn country somewhere, nobody would have cared. I would not be surprised if this was entirely a political prosecution. Don't doubt it. But I've also said people who are has-beens from working for the president are just that. They are has-beens. They are old, they are used up, and nobody freaking cares. That's the truth of the matter. I would be very, very surprised if President Trump provides a pardon. I'll be shocked. It just ain't going to happen. Vince, how can they go after Trump after Joe Biden threatens the Ukrainian prosecutor? Better be fired before he leaves town in 6 hours. Yeah, we've got the video and everything. Nobody cares about that. That's yesterday's news. See, I heard someone else talking about how this, for so many people, it's the history of now. Especially if Republicans are in office. We don't care what happened before. I mean, it's kind of like the, Me Too movement. We're so concerned about women being victimized. But, we don't care what happened when Bill Clinton was in office and before. Doesn't matter that he was a womanizing jerk. This guy was a predator, big time. Nobody cares about that. That was yesterday. Now we move on and we're so much better people. Another texter, not too thrilled with that call. Trump swamp? Yes, that's what the caller said. Your current caller is an idiot. He'd rather not vote for Trump for a silly reason and have a socialist president. Another person saying this caller needs to come back out of the rabbit hole. And this is really bizarre. I think everyone should just sit back and relax and listen to the YMCA song and unite under the rainbow flag. You've got to be kidding me. Someone else suggesting he was a seminar liberal caller. Really? The guy on the phone is a closet liberal, full of crap. Nothing he says makes sense. He's contradicting himself. Look what Trump is on possible impeachment about right now. Come on, really? Why do you have to go there and assume this guy's a liberal? I don't think he's a liberal. I don't hear any evidence. The guy's a liberal. So now the standard of whether somebody's a liberal, whether they're going to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's funny. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of catchy.
Gosh.
Charles, do you know how to run the board?
Oh, Charles was doing the hand motions and the arm.
Oh, look out. Yeah, right. You're starting to scare me here, Johnny. Oh, my goodness. Daily Wire did a great story, the whole ridiculous New York Times story about FedEx supposedly not paying tax. Apparently a clarification. Someone else saying, Rich is an idiot. Okay. Never Trumpers. They never stop. What an idiot caller that was. See what I think is funny about you calling this guy a never Trumper? He was a Trumper. He was a Trumper. Don't you get it? Why are you so quick to be willing to throw somebody under the bus just because they're not with you today? This is what I'm talking about. Because Trump's the same way. You serve me and you serve me well today, you're great. You stop serving me, you slip up, you're an asshole. And I'm going to throw you out the window. And I'm going to hope that the bus runs over you. Come on, people. Aren't we better than this? Aren't we better than this? We're going to let somebody define who we are? Tell you what, it just drives me up the wall. Let's see here. So your last caller, Rich, thinks Trump didn't deliver on every single thing he said. Tell me the last president could actually deliver on every single thing he wanted to. Ask Rich to take a look at the economy, the jobless rate, countless other things Trump has succeeded in. And get his head out of his whiny rear end. He claims he was a Trump supporter. Really? Lindsey Graham says he's a Republican. Grow up! Wow, you people are skeptical. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. How many of you are sick of the Jeffrey Epstein references on social media? I don't know how many things I've read just in the last 24 hours that have some sort of inserted thing about Jeffrey Epstein. He did not kill himself. Really? It's not safe. We're going to talk about the latest breaking development on this after we take a quick call of Greenville and Grady. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, sir.
Your partner there, Rich, didn't seem to be quite on top of what went on with FedEx, because they had the CEO of FedEx on Fox Business News yesterday, and he explained exactly what they did with the money that they saved from the tax cuts that were put in place. They went back and depreciated a lot of new equipment that they had bought. They made a substantial contribution to the employees' retirement funds, and they put a substantial recycling of raising the wages and giving everybody that worked for the company money from those tax breaks. So if Rich is a businessman, he might ought to study that instead of criticizing it.
All right. That's fair enough. By the way, I appreciate your call there, Grady. FedEx is blasting New York Times for this article. In fact, they've challenged the publisher to a debate. Can you imagine somebody from the New York Times going to show up and participate in that debate? That ain't going to happen. And again, I love the way you've explained this, because and we know this is not news. How many of us know that corporations have ways of covering losses and shuffling money around, shuffling expenses around in their favor? Everybody does it who's able to do it. Now, you can disagree with it. You can be upset with it. It's certainly not criminal. And I would really doubt that's even unethical. It's smart. Stay with us. All right, folks, let me jump right into this Jeffrey Epstein story. Now you've got something else to work with to help promote the conspiracy theories. Now we have arrests in connection with the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Arrests. Let me tell you what is going on, reported by UK Daily Mail. two guards have been arrested for failing to check on him the night he killed himself in his New York jail cell. Two Federal Bureau of Prisons employees taken into custody early today. They were tasked with guarding Jeffrey Epstein at the Metropolitan Correctional Facility in New York City the night he killed himself. The two guards expected to be charged in U.S. District Court in Manhattan later today over their alleged failure to check on him. The officers of the federal jail are suspected of failing to check on Epstein every half hour as required and of fabricating log entries to claim that they had. I wonder if there's more to this story than meets the eye. The pending charges, the first in connection with Epstein's death after he took his own life back in August. Again, two correctional officers now been arrested. What do you think about this? Do you think there's more to this story? I can see the threads of conspiracy. For instance, were they paid to not pay attention? Is that what happened here?
Here come the memes. Get ready.
Oh, they're going to be all over the place today. Mm-hmm. By the way, both guards have been working overtime because of staffing shortages when Epstein was found. The officers were already placed on administrative leave while the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General investigated the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death. Epstein had been on suicide watch after he was found July 23rd on his cell floor with bruises on his neck. He was taken off suicide watch about a week before his death, which meant he was less closely monitored but still supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes. Investigators believe those checks weren't done for several hours. Hours! How do you not check on this guy for several hours? And ultimately, as you know, he was discovered in his cell with a bedsheet around his neck. City examiner, medical examiner, ruled Epstein's death a suicide. But as you know, those conspiracy theories are out there. The autopsy report found his neck had been broken in several places, including the hyoid bone, which is located near the Adam's apple. Forensic experts said breakages to that specific bone could occur when people hang themselves, but were more commonly seen in victims who had been strangled. In fact, a source close to Epstein told Daily Mail he appeared to be in good spirits in the days before his suicide. Now, that doesn't necessarily tell you anything, because I've heard from experts before who've said very often a person who is suicidal will come across very well because they've already come to peace with their decision. So, don't know what that means. His brother Mark recently said he could not think of a single reason why Epstein would have taken his own life. He called the death suspicious, said he has seen no evidence to support the official ruling on his brother's cause of death. So, with these arrests, again, what does this mean? What does it mean? Over on the text line, Vince, Jeffrey Epstein allegedly killed himself. See how I fixed that for you? That's Jim out of Easley. Another person, Vince, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. The Arkansas Ninja Assassination Squad, the Clintons, have on retainer, did it. Oh. So now we're going back to Arkansas again. You're going to talk about Mena, Arkansas, and some other things, drug running. Another person saying these two guards, they're going to squeal like stuck pigs. Someone else, Vince, I hope these jailhouse guards will sing about who ordered them to turn a blind eye to Epstein. Wow. Another person goes even further. They will eventually be charged with murder. Oh, wow.
Yeah, unless something happens. Some accident should befall them before,
If that happens, God forbid. Can you imagine if something like that happens? You want to talk about really off the chart conspiracy theories, tinfoil hats.
Oh, my goodness.
He accidentally fell in front of those the buses, both at the same time. I don't,
know how that happened or how the van ran off the road into a river. I don't know. I'm serious. They darn well better have some good security around these guards. I'm serious. If anything happens to them, you will know that you know that you know that you know. There's a whole lot of crap going on behind the scenes, don't you think? Speaking of a whole lot of crap, Fox News reporting the DOJ is outlining a slew of security violations. Guess who's responsible? Peter Strzok. Also reporting, you remember he was having the affair with the co-worker? The wife learned of the affair through an unsecured phone. This guy has so many problems, you think? Documents now released outlining a slew of security violations and flagrantly unprofessional conduct.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.